Good morning. It's 9 o'clock on Friday, February 13, 2026. We're here in case number 26-90103, Sachs Global Enterprises. There are several matters set for hearing. Why don't we get appearances, and then we can proceed.
Good morning, Your Honor. Betsy Feldman from behalf of the global debtor.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and activate the hand-raising feature, so hit 5-star one time, please.
Line unmuted. Line muted. Line muted.
Good morning, Your Honor. Betsy Feldman from Wilkie, Farr & Gallagher on behalf of the Global Debtors. I'm joined today by my colleagues Jennifer Hardy and Nathaniel Ward.
Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Michael Bearden on behalf of the SO5 Digital Debtors. Joining me online is my colleague Jared Martin. And also joining us today online to answer any questions the court may have are Andrew Heeb, CRO of SO5 Digital Debtors. My understanding is Mr. Heeb is under the weather this morning, so he is on the phone, but he is not currently on camera. And Timothy J. Schilling, President of GA Retail Solutions, LLC, a post-liquidation consultant.
All right, thank you. All right, yes, Mr. Schilling. All right, go ahead.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Did I unmute you? Okay, yeah, you're muted.
Good morning, Your Honor. Lorenzo Marinuzzi, Morrison & Forrester, proposed co-counsel for the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors. I believe I'm joined by my partner, Ben Butterfield.
All right. All right. Mr. Wynn. Yep, there you go.
Good morning, Your Honor. Howen for the U.S. Trustee.
All right. Mr. Hess.
Good morning, Your Honor. Greg Hess on behalf of Capital One.
All right. And Ms. Miller. Well, I don't think I've unmuted you. Hold on. Try again.
Good morning, Your Honor. Jerry Lee Miller from Sidley Austin on behalf of Simon Property Group.
All right. And Mr. Mayor?
Good morning, Your Honor. Simon Meyer on behalf of Utica Square Shopping Center, Inc.
All right. Anyone else wish to make an appearance? Hit 5-star, Mr. Hopkins. All right.
Good morning, Your Honor. Chris Hopkins with Paul Weiss on behalf of the Ad Hoc Group of Bondholders and Debt Lenders.
All right.
Your Honor, if I may proceed.
There's a couple of more people that are hitting 5-star. Let's just make sure we get all the appearances.
Good morning, Your Honor. This is James Richards on behalf of the City of Dallas. I intend just to listen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Hi, Robert.
Kelly, Brian Warren.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, Your Honor. Good morning. Robert Lee Hayne, Kelly, Brian Warren, on behalf of GGP Retail, LLC, and several other landlords. Thank you.
All right. Ms. Feldman, go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. The debtors filed an amended agenda this morning at docket number 776. In terms of process, we were thinking that it made sense to go down the agenda in order. And with that, Your Honor, I will turn it over to counsel for the SO5 Digital Debtors to begin with item 1A.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Your Honor. We're here this morning on the SO5 Digital Debtors liquidation sale motion at ECF 400. We filed a witness and exhibit list a little bit earlier this week at ECF 756.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
We have five exhibits. Exhibit one at 756-1 is the declaration of Andrew D.J. Heed in support of the first day declaration, or the first day pleadings, rather. At exhibit two at 756-2 is a consulting agreement. At 756-3 is Mr. Heed's declaration in support of the liquidation motion. At 756-4, we have the declaration of Timothy E.J. Schilling in support of the liquidation motion. And at 756-5, we have the supplemental declaration of Timothy J. Schilling in support of the liquidation sale motion. We do ask that all exhibits be admitted. Exhibits 1 to 4 have already been admitted in the interim, and we ask to have that carry forward.
All right. Does anyone object to the admission of the consulting agreement? Does anybody object to the admission of the consulting agreement at 756-2? All right, hearing no objection, that will be admitted. With respect to, wasn't Mr. Heath's declaration also admitted before 756-3?
It was, Your Honor, at the interim hearing.
Okay, so does anyone object to the admissions of the declarations that were previously admitted at the interim hearing being used in connection with this hearing? I hear no objections. The declarations at 756-1, 756-3, and 756-4 will be admitted. Now, the new declaration, does anyone object to the declaration of Mr. Schilling, the supplemental declaration of Mr. Schilling at 756-5, used as his direct testimony in connection with this hearing? All right, hearing no objection, that will be admitted subject to cross-examination. So all these are admitted, Mr. Reardon.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. And last bit of housekeeping, we did file a proposed final order on the motion last night at ECF 773. Apologies for getting it in so late. We were working hard up until the last minute to try to incorporate comments. We do anticipate filing a slightly revised form of order after the hearing. We did receive a couple of comments shortly before the hearing that we weren't able to incorporate yet, but we think we'll be able to upload an agreed order after the hearing, no problem. No formal objections have been filed. Sorry, Your Honor.
No, go ahead.
No formal objections have been filed. As I mentioned, we have been in discussions to incorporate informal comments. Number of parties. First off, starting with the UCC. This is our first opportunity to work with the UCC on substantive relief, and I think we've had good discussions with them about, the relief sought here and just broader discussions about the SO5 digital estates that were sort of a little cul-de-sac at the greater Sachs neighborhood and how the finances, the dynamic are a little different because we are doing a liquidation. And we also have a smaller universe of vendors, so it's a little bit easier to keep track and directly communicate with them. And I do think I mentioned at some point during our discussion that I would make a similar statement to the statement I made on the record at the interim regarding consignment and concession goods, things of that nature. And that is just to say this order is without prejudice to any party's rights with respect to that sort of inventory, and that includes any rights to the SO5 digital debtor to sell that inventory. Everyone's rights are preserved. Key changes from our discussions with the UCC, we've included language that provides for a procedure for modifying a consulting agreement, some notice, and an opportunity to object. That's at paragraph 15. We also included language dealing with sensitive vendor information, what it can be used for, how it should be handled, and so on. And we also included various notice and consulting rights for the UCC. And we believe we've resolved all the UCC's informal comments. I don't know if we've gotten official sign-off from them, So I'll give them an opportunity to speak up and say if they have anything left.
I think we can provide formal approval of the form of order. Obviously, changes are being made. We'd like to see them. But I think counsel is correct. We worked very closely to try to get some provisions modified and additions made to the order, and the company's done that, and we're appreciative of that.
All right, thank you. Does anyone else wish to be heard with respect to the digital debtors motion? All right, thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and grant final approval of the digital debtors motion, and I'll wait for any comments. I did have a chance, although yours was filed late, it was the first of the three orders that was filed for the hearing today. So I did have a chance to review yours.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
I'm fine approving it. Obviously, this is the strategy that the debtors have, that the digital debtors has set forth, and I think it's supported by both the declarations of Mr. He as well as the declarations of Mr. Schilling. So with that, I'll approve it, and I'll wait for the new order. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Does
for
someone?
The record, Jesse Feldman from Wilkie, Farr & Gallagher on behalf of the global debtors. I think that brings us to item 1B on the agenda, which is the Global Debtors Store Closing Procedures Motion for certain of their Saks Off 5th and Neiman Marcus Last Call stores. Like with the Off 5th digital business, this is the hearing for final approval of that motion. And since we were before you last time a couple weeks ago, I understand the store closings have gotten underway and everything is going smoothly on that front. In connection with the interim hearing, Your Honor had admitted 4 exhibits into evidence at the time, including the declaration of Mr. Mark Weinstein in support of the emergency motion, the store closing procedures themselves, and the consulting agreement with GA Retail Group. Your Honor had also taken judicial notice of the declaration of Mr. Mark Weinstein in support of the first days on a background basis. And for all of those items, we would respectfully request that Your Honor enter the 3 items again into evidence and then take judicial notice of the first day declaration once again.
All right. Does anyone object to me carrying the evidence from the interim hearing to the final hearing? All right. Hearing no objections, those exhibits will be admitted, and I'll take judicial notice of Mr. Weinstein's first day declaration.
Thank you, Your Honor. And Mr. Weinstein is in the virtual courtroom, as is Mr. Schilling. Thank you, Your Honor. We also filed a form of final order on Wednesday evening at docket number 762, and we've worked hard with a number of parties since the interim order was entered to address their concerns, and we filed a revised form of order this morning at docket number 775. With these changes, I also believe that we are before you with a consensual form of order, but I'll, of course, let anyone chime in if they disagree. The order seeks final approval of the relief granted on an interim basis a couple weeks ago, including authority to enter into and perform under the consulting agreement with GA Group, authority to conduct the store closing sales pursuant to agreed procedures, and then also seeking certain modifications of their customer programs. In addition, the order features 3 bonus and severance programs for non-insiders that had not been up for approval at the interim hearing. Bucket number 1 was an aggregate amount of up to $2 million for up to 475 employees of the closing stores. Bucket number 2 is an aggregate amount of up to $3 million for up to 326 non-insider corporate employees that support the store closing functions. And bucket number 3 is an incentive bonus to be fully funded by a provider of augment merchandise that would be sold through the clothing stores. On that last piece, Your Honor, I figured it might be helpful just to clarify for the record the terms of that last incentive program. The program has certain sales goals for each of the clothing stores, such that if the goals are achieved or exceeded, the store will qualify for a payout of certain incentive bonuses, which would be allocated to employees that sell the augment merchandise at the conclusion of the store closing sales. Amounts would be determined based on their seniority. Although the global debtors themselves will pay the incentive bonuses, at the conclusion of the process, they will be fully refunded from the augment provider when the amounts are deducted from the amount that the global debtors owe that augment merchandise provider under their existing revenue sharing arrangement. Unless Your Honor has any questions for me or would like me to walk Your Honor through the changes that we made to the form of order, we would respectfully request entry of the final order.
All right. I did look at the red line. I thought that was about it. Does anyone else wish to be heard with respect to the off-price store closing final order?
Your Honor, Lorenzo Marinuzzi again on behalf of the committee. As with the prior order, we worked very closely with the company to make modifications to the form of order in particular.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Recognizing that concession and consignment vendors have unique interests in their merchandise and wanting to ensure that their products weren't sold during the going out of business sales without their consent. We also wanted to facilitate separate negotiations between the company and their vendors or individual vendors and individual landlords because they may not all have the same concerns. So that to the extent procedures need to be slightly modified to benefit a vendor or a particular landlord, that the company was free to do that. Obviously, we'd like consultation and notice, and the company agreed to that. So we're very appreciative once again for the modifications that were made to the order.
All right. Anyone else wish to be heard with respect to So I've reviewed the motion, obviously, in the order made from the time of the interim hearing. And with the modifications and the lack of any objection, again, I think this is a proper exercise of the debtor's business judgment, and I'm going to go ahead and approve it. So give me a minute since I can actually sign this order. All right, that order has been signed and sent to docketing.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. The final item on today's agenda is item 1C, which is the Global Debtors Store Closing Procedures Motion for 8 Saks Fifth Avenue stores and 1 Neiman Marcus store. Your Honor may be wondering, as well as a number of other parties in the virtual courtroom, why we didn't just seek approval of this relief in a single motion a couple weeks ago when we were last before you. The rationale for closing the off-price stores in our last motion was very different than the rationale for closing these 9 full-price stores. First, the debtors needed time to review their lease portfolio and create a targeted plan to further their restructuring efforts. Also, it was very important from a brand perspective to not shock the market with misleading headlines that Saks was closing. That was certainly not what was happening, and it continues to be true. Instead, thanks to the extraordinary efforts of the management team, the communications team, and frankly, the entire enterprise that fuels Saks, we used the first month of the case to stabilize the businesses and begin rebuilding trust among the company's key constituents. Before I get too far along, I do want to seek admission of four exhibits into evidence. We filed a witness and exhibit list at docket number 755 on Wednesday, and we would seek admission of the consulting agreement at docket number 755-5, the store closing procedures at 755-6, the declaration of Mr. Mark Weinstein in support of this motion at docket 755-7, and the declaration of Mr. Schilling in support of the emergency motion at docket number 755-8. In addition, there is the declaration of Mr. Mark Weinstein in support of the first days again at docket number 755-1. And same two requests, Your Honor, we would ask that the first four documents I noted be admitted into evidence and that the court take judicial notice of Mr. Weinstein's declaration as background for the relief requested.
All right, so let's take them one at a time. So with respect to 755-5, which is the consulting agreement, anyone object to the admission of the consulting agreement? Okay, hearing no objections, that will be admitted. With respect to 755-6, which is the store closing procedures, does anyone object to the admission of that exhibit? All right, hearing no objection, that will be admitted. With respect to 755-7, which is Mr. Weinstein's declaration, does anyone object to the admission of Mr. Weinstein's declaration as his direct testimony in connection with this hearing, subject to cross-examination? All right, hearing no objections, that will be admitted as his direct testimony, subject to cross-examination to the extent anyone wants to cross him. And then 755-8 is Mr. Schilling's declaration in connection with this motion. Does anyone object to the admission of Mr. Schilling's declaration as his direct testimony in connection with this motion, subject to cross-examination? Right. That will be admitted as his direct testimony, subject to cross-examination at the.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
Appropriate time, and I will take judicial notice of the first day declaration that Mr. Weinstein filed earlier. So all the exhibits are admitted as either as direct testimony or for the truth of the matter, the consulting agreement and the store procedures.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. Turning to the relief requested, the motion seeks authority for 4 points of relief. First, authority to enter into and perform under the consulting agreement with GA Retail Solutions, LLC, a copy of which is attached as Exhibit 1 to the proposed form of interim order. Second, authority to conduct store closing sales pursuant to the proposed procedures that were just admitted into evidence and that are attached as Exhibit 2 to the proposed form of interim order. Third, approval of modifications to certain customer programs. And then on a final basis, not for purposes of this interim order, authority to pay severance for non-insider employees. I'll skip over that last one since it's not up for consideration today. And the first three, Your Honor, should seem familiar based on what Your Honor approved a couple weeks ago. I do want to highlight a couple of key differences. First, we requested similar modifications to the customer programs as we did for the off-price stores. Unlike the prior motion, though, we are not joined today by the SO5 digital debtors in that aspect of the motion. Also, there were some minor changes stemming from the fact that the programs here are different than they were for the off-price stores. Second, this motion seeks to preserve the ability to add stores to the closing list if the global debtors, in their business judgment, decide that doing so is in the best interest of their estates. There are some procedures that are outlined in the motion, and I'm happy to walk Your Honor through that to the extent it's helpful.
How much notice are you going to be giving on that?
So, Your Honor, we will be seeking to provide 7 days notice prior to the commencement of the sales. We would file a notice on the docket that outlines the stores that we're seeking to add, the time frame on which the stores would be closing, any additional severance that we would seek to pay in connection with those closing stores, and any other material changes.
All right, thank you.
Otherwise, Your Honor, this order reflects the changes that we negotiated over the past several days constructively with the committee and other interested parties in the case in advance of this hearing, many of which appear in large part in the final order that Your Honor just entered. We did file an updated form of the order this morning at docket number 774, and I'd be happy to walk Your Honor through the changes, answer any questions you have, or proceed on the merits. Otherwise,
no, go ahead, proceed on the merits.
Thank you, Your Honor. With respect to the consulting agreement, the global debtors are seeking authorization to enter into the consulting agreement with Great American. The global debtors believe that this is a sound business, sound exercise of their business judgment. The consulting agreement contains market terms that were negotiated at arm's length, and we believe that the consultant is the right party for this job, given its extensive experience in conducting retail liquidation sales, including liquidations of luxury goods, as well as certain other aspects, as Your Honor is aware, of these particular cases. The agreement gives the global debtors sufficient flexibility to control the process and maintain their brand relationships. On the store closing procedures themselves, the global debtors are seeking authorization of their proposed store closing sales for 8 Saks Fifth Avenue stores and 1 Neiman Marcus store.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
On the terms of their proposed store closing procedures. This includes seeking customary relief from certain local and state laws that would restrict the conduct of those store closing sales, of course, subject to certain dispute resolution procedures. We're also seeking authority to abandon certain FF&E, furniture, fixtures, and equipment at closing stores that the global debtors are not able to remove themselves. With respect to the customer programs, the global debtors are seeking to get approval of certain modifications to their customer programs relating to returns, gift cards, the use of credit cards, and their rewards programs. These changes were carefully thought through by the global debtors management team in an effort to provide finality to themselves while also giving customers an efficient grace period where possible. These changes are all imperative to preserving customer goodwill in order to maximize the value of the liquidation sales. And again, Your Honor, since severance is not on for this hearing, I will skip over that piece.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else wish to be heard with respect to the full line closing?
Your Honor, just briefly, Lorenzo Marinuzzi again, co-counsel for the official committee. The interim order reflects some changes requested by the committee. We're still obviously reserving rights till the final. The bigger issues are really around notice. The merchandise mix in these stores is very different from the other stores that are liquidating, And so you have a number of concession vendors and consignment vendors, but concession vendors in particular that may in fact be the employer for employees at these locations. And so if the company determines that they want to close a store and a vendor has actual employees there, the vendors obviously would like more notice, not less notice, to advise the employees that they might be looking for other employment. I think we'll get there ultimately, and again, we encourage the company, as they have done, and with respect to the other motions as they did there, to negotiate side agreements where necessary and appropriate with other vendors and landlords to allow them to be accommodated for their particular needs, and we encourage that. I'm confident we'll get to a final order that works for the committee, but we're not quite there yet. Thank you, Your Honor.
Anyone else wish to be heard?
Your Honor, Simon Meyer from Traumaville, Barack. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Your Honor, I represent Utica Square Shopping Center. It is one of the Saks locations, the Saks location in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My client just received the motion, so we're still digesting it a little bit. However, an initial point, we're dealing with a lot of different contacts from Saks, and so what we would ask is if debtors' counsel could send us a single point of contact that has authority to negotiate and bind the debtor on one of these side letter agreements, that would be very helpful, because what we don't want to do is talk with the consultant or the consulting group and then get switched off to somebody else. So if there's somebody at the debtors who could provide us with that information, that would be very helpful.
Right. Your Honor, Betsy Feldman, for the record, we'd be happy to.
All right. Anyone else wish to be heard?
In terms of a final hearing, do you want one in a month from now?
Your Honor, if possible to be heard sooner than a month, we would certainly appreciate that.
No, I'm really just asking. Okay, so let me just look at the calendar.
To the extent Your Honor has any availability, the week of March 2nd, perhaps?
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what I'm looking at. Okay. Why don't we do 1 o'clock on March 2nd?
Thank you very much, Your Honor. We will upload the form of order with that date inserted.
I can insert, if there's no changes to the order, I can insert that.
There are no changes to the order.
All right, hold on a second.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Right. I have signed the order. Objection deadline the week before, the 23rd of February, and the hearing on March 2nd at 1 o'clock. So let me just... It's been signed and sent to docketing.
Thank you, Your Honor. That concludes our agenda for today.
All right. Anything further from anyone? All right, we'll be in recess too.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.